for a church merger to work. The declining church will have to surrender much, if not all, of its ministry preferences. People will leave. It is inevitable, and usually healthy, in a church merger like this. It's not something that can be or should be attempted without much prayer and considerable courage on the part of the declining church and the new church plant. The people of Life Connection Church and Birchwood Baptist in Independence, Missouri, know this all too well. Life Connection had been looking for a building to call home for some time when Birchwood Baptist, who was experiencing some decline, reached out to them about a possible merger. Birchwood had been mirroring a familiar narrative for some time. The aging congregation no longer fit the neighborhood's primary demographic. Closing wasn't imminent, but further decline seemed to be. I had the privilege of walking with these two churches through this journey. Though it wasn't an easy process, the two prayed through the decision and voted in fall of 2014 to join forces. Birchwood Baptist provided the building. Life Connection Church provided the energetic leadership. Life Connection Church's pastor, Jason Allen, realized from near the start that leadership couldn't rest in both churches. The new church needed a singular vision. So a big part of the merger journey rested upon Birchwood Baptist members learning to accept the vision and direction of Life Connection Church. Some ministries had to end. Some traditions had to cease. A church that had years of faithful service to the community